Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
7 years ago, today, the mighty towers had collapsed. Later in the afternoon, Building 7 would implode and fall in on itself in a perfect controlled demolition. The Pentagon would lay smoking, a large section ruined. 7 years ago, the military-industrial complex, foreign-owned, launched an attack on America, an attack on our republic, an attack on our Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, an attack on our way of life. 7 years later, the majority of the planet knows that 9/11 is an inside job. The people everywhere are accepting this fact. They are looking at the evidence. And then they are questioning so many other, quote, facts the establishment had bluffed them into, hoaxed them into in the past. And so today we're going to have Luke Radowski briefly in this hour pop in with reports from Ground Zero, where McCain and Obama are grandstanding and like vampiric creatures sucking off the dead, posing as saviors and protectors when they are vying for control as titular puppet heads, as figureheads of the system that committed the attacks. Jason Burmis is going to pop in, director of Fabled Enemies, one of the makers of Loose Change, and also one of my cameramen and main editor, Rob Jacobson, on the ground there. They'll be popping in, all three of them briefly, coming up in the shower, and they'll be calling in throughout the show if anything develops at Ground Zero. We've already had some provocateurs out there trying to stir up trouble with us. But the police removed them. In the 9/11 news today, Ralph Nader calls for a new 9/11 investigation and goes further, saying that the government wanted to stage terror attacks against Iran. Kucinich says seeks the truth, not fake political unity, in a speech yesterday, and says that there needs to be a truth and reconciliation commission to examine what really went on within the Bush White House in the aftermath of 9/11. And they are going to look at 9/11 being an inside job. I will tell you that Dennis Kucinich and or Ralph Nader may be popping in on the show. We called them. They both want to come on. They're scheduling issues today. I was going to take tomorrow off to go visit my great uncle who has pancreatic cancer in Houston, but the hurricane is set to slam into that Saturday. I may go ahead and go down there and then come back Friday night, but may be here tomorrow, may not. Regardless, we'll have quite a best of for you, selections of the best shows the last 2 weeks. But we are live on this September 11th, 2008, 7 years. Since the black op, false flag, self-inflicted wound attacks of 9/11. They counted on the public buying the hoax, buying the official story put out within minutes of the attacks, initiation. But instead, people have calmly and coldly gone back and looked at the facts of history. Before 9/11, all the government-sponsored terrorism, and they are now studying the events of 9/11 and events that have come since then, and the entire New World Order's facade is collapsing. Nader calls for a new 9/11 investigation. Kucinich seek the truth, not fake political unity. The number one comedian and personal friends, he travels with President Sarkozy, says it's an inside job, sending shockwaves across Europe. Bob Woodward says Bin Laden capture could be October surprise. Stay with us. More on this and a lot more. Straight ahead.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to ground zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Should be celebrating the New World Order launched the 9/11 attacks 7 years ago today to try to bully and intimidate and terrorize the population of the planet into accepting national security states over every country. Those national security dictatorships, those shadow government systems, those imperial regional governments then plug into the larger international banking cartel and think tank brain system that politically gives them the command and control orders to carry out their operations. Their operations are to bankrupt economies, destroy the middle class, dumb the population down, and then simultaneously intensify eugenics operations. Eugenics operations are always expanding and ongoing against every single one of us. Doesn't matter if you're the Austin police chief, or an FBI agent in Chicago, or a school teacher in Houston, Texas. It doesn't matter if you're a nuclear physicist in New Mexico. You are under New World Order attack. This is the incredible dark majesty of the New World Order system. But it's all in the fine print. It's all admitted. The enemy operation is public. People always say, well, something like 9/11 is too big. It would come out. People would find out. There would be whistleblowers. There have been, but even within the attack itself, only a few hundred people knew the full scope of the operation maximum. It was a beautifully executed intelligence operation, but it failed. It was beautifully executed, but it still had a few defects that we have exposed. Namely, despite the fact that they ran drills to try to cover it up, in the months previous to that, they ordered the heads of two different U.S. embassies to let Al-Qaeda back in the country, saying, no, their Al-Qaeda designation is CIA cover. They work for us. They trained them at military bases, Pensacola. News Journal reported that. They trained at Pensacola. The Defense Language School in Monterey, California, that was reported by Associated Press. The head of the school said, what is this? These guys are showing on TV. We're in my class. And many other pieces of evidence along those lines. And then the drills that day to run a smoke screen so the rest of the government wouldn't realize what was happening, so that when different departments of the NSA and Defense Intelligence and Naval Intelligence saw the attack profile or the picked up the chatter of the attacks being launched and run and coordinated out of NORTHCOM, out of Colorado Springs, and out of SIDAR, it could be chalked up to stand down, Major, stand down, Colonel. You got confused by the intelligence. That's just part of the drill. Go play golf with your buddies. You ask too many questions, you're going to end up in the river, and your children are going to get killed. Shut up. You didn't see that. Move along. Collateral damage. Very sick, very dark, very twisted. But it's a pawn. They're just sacrificing a pawn. It's a military move in their mind. And we're just weak-minded because we're not cold-blooded to make the moves that secure America. But you're not securing America. It would be evil and wicked to do these horrible things in the name of the country, even if it did help the people. There have been wicked emperors and kings and elites that have done horrible things in the name of their people who were tribal, who did actually love their race or their group. There are real historical examples of that, but they're very, very rare. But it always leads into destruction, because once the corruption is practiced, others get into the imperial power seats, into the technocracy's control system, into the military regime that dominates, and you always get a power-mad lunatic within just a few decades, and you get the very centralized system starts killing its own leaders in power struggles and then falls in on itself. So it's a bad model, even on how the former special forces operatives and Israelis and British and U.S. forces that planted the bombs in the buildings, the contractors that were involved, you know, they were sold on this is part of the greater good or greater order, you know, to defeat the evil Muslims. But that itself was a lie and a fraud. So that is the mindset of the people that carried out the attacks. That's why they did it. It is in Army field manuals that have been declassified to stage terror attacks. It is part of the command structure's arsenal, just as a radar relay is or a radio system, just as an M16 and 80-pound pack canteen and mess kit are for an infantry soldier. And they've taught the public to act like children and say, oh, governments don't do wicked, evil things. Elites don't do bad things. Have you read a history book lately? And the argument is the Russians are staging terror attacks in Eastern Europe and blaming it on our people. We got to fight fire with fire. And America's got to do it bigger than better than they ever did. We have the stay-behind networks as Eastern Europe fell after World War II. Activate them. Operation Gladio. And other operations. The NATO option. And so they staged hundreds and hundreds of attacks. And if you're going to stage an attack, if it's for the children of Italy that they not live under communism, we'll sacrifice a few of the children of Italy and blow up school buses. Little arms and legs blown everywhere. And the local police arrive, and they find out that the leftists did it. but the leftists didn't do it. So the argument is, but the leftists above them stage attacks and blame it on the right wing. See, and then once you decide it's okay to do this, well, cook the bomb, train the driver, give them detonators, order FBI agents below you to stand down, order your informants who are throwing fits to stand down, let the bombing go forward in 93, World Trade Center. Let the bombing go forward with Oklahoma City. Plant the bombs inside. Oh, but 168, that didn't upset people enough. We weren't able to set up our national security dictatorship and bring it from out of the shadows into the public and absorb what's left of the republic. For everyone's security, so there will be peace. So now you stage a 9/11. And that gets you two wars and trillions of dollars into your bank accounts. Because that's really what it's all about. The very people, you know, even if we had gung-ho pro-America individuals, and that's how it all started, staging terror attacks, it would be wrong because it leads to expansion of that tool. It leads to more corruption. It leads to legitimizing those forms of warfare. And then your elite totally sells out to the foreign corporations and the money men, and they're handing over whole city governments to private corporations to loot the public, to tax the public. Forget fascism. This is corporations becoming the government. And they hand over the roads and the water and the schools and everything. And then they own the private defense training compounds and the private prisons and the red light camera companies and the face scanning companies. And the defense structure just takes over the whole economy and makes the people the enemy. You are not American patriots. You out there listening that were involved in the attacks. I know a lot of you are shocked, like no one out here doesn't understand history or your mindset or your plan or what you were told or how you were led into this darkness. You think we can't handle the truth? You don't think we don't understand how you were corrupted, how you were twisted? You think you're strong because you could kill those 3,000 people for our betterment? Look at you living in a $5 million house. Look at you with all your Swiss bank account funding. And all you are is some retired special forces colonel. You did it for wealth and power. You like killing people. But because you have a little bit of a soul left, and because you're not a true psychopath, but you were someone who was twisted, you have rationalized what you did because you've seen so much death in your life. Look at how you were trained. Look at how you were led into darkness. Look at how at each point you were tested. And each time you were twisted just a little bit more. Look at how you were turned into evil until you're blowing up daycare centers in Oklahoma City and in the World Trade Centers, until you're killing children. And you say, well, what did we do when we bombed Dresden? We killed 500,000 people, most of them children, in one night. What did we do in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? It's just war, Jones. Yeah, it's just war on your own people. So you could loot the pension funds so nobody would look at how you stole trillions out of the Pentagon. So you could turn our whole country upside down and take our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Get it out of your head that you're patriots. Because I know a lot of you, even though you're evil, still have this idea. It was the doorway you entered into that you did this for patriotism. That you did all this horrible wickedness on your path of destruction, on your path of to the dark side. You did it all for the overall good. No, you didn't. Look at your fruits. Look at what you bring. You see, after you blow up buildings, after you stage terror attacks, after you ship heroin and cocaine in for decade after decade, why not let your pals over at DynCorp and Halliburton kidnap children and make snuff films with them? Why not just go all the way? You know, after all, why not just do anything? That's what you've done. And it's not too late for you to turn back. If you have any soul left right now, you're upset by what you've done. You don't like what you've done. And I know you think no one will believe you, but people will. You need to go public now. You need to go public. You need to go public.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby,
you see,
my mama told me, son,
it's a class thing to kill your fellow countrymen. They have the greater understanding in the elite that some of us have to be killed for our own good to train us to go out and attack their enemies. But it's not for our own good. Remember, they'll bomb Dresden and kill 500,000 in one night. You say, yeah, they're not human, kill them, but they'll also radiate 4,000 plus U.S. foster children in radiation chambers to death. And then, well, we're the good guys. We're fighting evil, so we'll just control the white slavery trade, too. You know, because somebody else will control that trade if we don't, so we'll make it big and industrialized. Now, that's the mid-level minions. A lot of them just like raping and killing people, so they're just pure evil. There's also a lot of them who are doing all this for Jesus. So Israel's got to be safe, because if we don't save Israel, we'll go to hell. It says that. You've got to do whatever Israel says, you go to hell. I guess all the prophets were bad then for rebuking Israel when it was being bad. You see, it's totally twisted. And so we've got to protect the good by staging terror. It's of the Lord. Of course, the controllers laugh at those guys who go out and do all their dirty work for them. We got Rob Jacobson, my video editor and camera guy. He's on the ground down at Ground Zero right now with Jason Burmis, who's nearby as well. And I want to go ahead and go to both of them. Let's introduce Rob Jacobson. Rob, give me a quick report on what's happening there at Ground Zero, site of the Black Op government attack 7 years ago. Rob, you there? Okay, he's doing something else. Let's bring Burmis up. Let's go ahead and bring Jason Burmis up. Jason, you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. They dropped Rob as soon as they picked me up, just to let you know.
I don't know what that means, but...
Well, I mean, he just got disconnected from the phone line. Yeah, okay. I'm sitting right next to him.
We'll call him back. Okay, give me a report, Jason, on what's going on.
Sure. There's about 200 to 300 of us out by Broadway, right on the side. Obviously, the front is very restricted this time, much more restricted than even last time. They've actually started building on the construction site, so you can really see what they're trying to build for 2012 is their goal. And there isn't a lot going on outside of the pit for the family members. I mean, you're not seeing the masses. You're not seeing people ring the bells. You're only seeing people on those side streets over by the PATH train station. And that's where we are. And, you know, while I was up there very early this morning, I got there around 8:30. It literally took me around 10 minutes while a camera was on me to hand out 100 copies of Loose Change Final Cut. And as you know, Alex, I just didn't have any DVDs of Fabled Enemies, but luckily one of your listeners, 100 copies of that as well, and I handed them out. So, you know, I'm just trying to bring more people into the fold, and, you know, we're doing the right thing out here. There's a lot of great InfoWars signs, 9/11 truth signs, and, you know, it's starting to pick up.
Well, they're doing everything they can to keep the 9/11 truthers away from it so that McCain can sup on the blood of the dead working for the system that committed the murders, and so... Barack Obama can have his first blood meal as a full-fledged New World Order wraith. And so they can, because they love feeding on those they've murdered. They love this, you know, being part of the system and going up there and grandstanding and having the firemen stand around them and get the reflected glory. They love having war heroes around them to get that reflected glory so that they can train the suckers to go along with further abuse and ritualized murder. Speaking of ritualized murder, they kicked off the big heavy reactor over in Switzerland yesterday. And notice that they want to have the new tower that has this occultic height being completed in 2012. All of these different esoteric and numerological signs.
Absolutely, and it's very frightening to me. And you know, on the note of McCain and Obama grandstanding, you know, I was reporting that when I was subbing in for you, and just to see it happening is just nauseating to me. I mean, these guys are not good from either side. I had one gentleman who was listening to me speak on the corner as a crowd gathered. One of the debunkers had their camera in my face, and I was setting them straight. And this guy was digging what I was saying, but then I noticed he was wearing a Barack Obama shirt. And I just turned to him and I said, look, man, that guy ain't going to save you, you know. I'm not trying to make this about race. I'm actually voting for a black woman. I'm voting Cynthia McKinney. He's a much better candidate than Barack Obama, and he's like, all right, man, I'll definitely check it out. You definitely just spoke some wisdom right there. So, you know, we have so much work to do, Alex. We've got to wake people up to 9/11 truth. We have to wake people up to the false left-right paradigm.
Stay there. You and Rob. I'm going to get you both on air. I'm going to get Rob's take as well when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a sting indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Site of the shadow government's attack against the people. Yeah, now we don't have a government that's a nice guy. They are absolutely bankrupt spiritually. They are completely delusional. So it's time for us to not be nice anymore. But we're not going to blow up men, women, and children and blame it on our enemies. We're not going to put sodium fluoride in the water to dumb the public down. We're going to aggressively go out and wake the people up. Just a quick program note. For a full hour, I was on international Iranian TV, their equivalent of Al Jazeera. I mean, it's on satellites all over the world, cable systems everywhere. And I hadn't ever watched a lot of press TV, so I went on there to talk about Russia and other issues, global economic issues, Iran. And on Iranian TV, they were basically bashing Russia and Iran. See, everyone's buffaloed by this. The West, the corrupt people that run our government and the British government, have got everybody buffaloed. They go around intimidating, lying, invading countries they want, Afghanistan, Iraq, and then saying Russia can't defend itself on its own border. And then they're even cowed on Iranian TV trying to act objective. Objective isn't if you see a red flag, say it's green, because everybody else says it's green. Look, I'm just going to tell it like I see it. I'm going to tell it like the facts show. And that's it. That's where my allegiance lies, is with the truth. And I'm sick of the people running our government wrapping themselves in the American flag while they dismantle our republic, dismantle our liberties, destroy our currency, destroy our name. I've had enough. I've had enough of it. I'm sick of it. And I certainly don't think the Iranian government's wonderful. I know the mullahs run that place with an iron fist, and 70-something percent of the people there are pro-America, and they're very worldly people. And they're not stupid. Iranians are really smart, as smart as Westerners, and more intelligent now because they're not slurping fluoride for 50 years. And they want freedom over there, but our government wouldn't give them that. They had to go over there and blow stuff up to kick out secular governments to put the mullahs in, and they flew in and put the mullahs in. We posted mainline government documents yesterday proving that. I don't want to hear anymore that I'm for the Muslim extremist. The radical Shiites were installed by the CIA in 1979. That was all staged, and that's been declassified. You didn't know it. And the radical Wahhabis were put into Afghanistan and Serbia and Chechnya. And I have had enough of it. And they do that so they can bring down secular governments, mainline governments that want to be tourist meccas, that want to be popular, that want to sell oil, that want to have free societies. And the globalists don't want that because that's an engine of freedom and economic success that will threaten their IMF World Bank takeover. And so they put in Muslim wind-up toys, radical Muslims to take over, and then they spook the West and say, oh, look, the guy in the turban's going to get you. That guy in the turban is a finger puppet of the New World Order. All right, finish up what you were saying, Jason Burmis, there on the ground at Ground Zero, and then I want to get Rob's take on what's happening.
Yeah, I was just discussing how, you know, McCain and Obama are down here to grandstand on both sides of the spectrum, and it's time not only to wake people up to 9/11 truth, but this false left-right paradigm. It's time for us to become the government again, Alex, to the people, to get involved in our constitutional process before the rest of our Constitution and Bill of Rights is completely eviscerated.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Jason Burmis, any other points you want to add?
You know, I just want to, you know, give a big shout out to everybody out there that's doing things outside of New York, everybody who showed up to New York. I mean, I met a couple family members last night that I didn't know. Ellen Mariani showed up. Manny Badillo showed up. The wife of Deborah Wilson, who was lost on Flight 93, or I'm sorry, the husband of Deborah Wilson, who was lost on Flight 93, showed up last night, and he's only been awake for about a year. And you know, when family members come up to me and they pat me on the back and they give me a hug and they tell me, you know, I was asleep for so long and, you know, you helped wake me up and now I just want to know what I can do to help you get this word out. Nothing means more to me, Alex. You know, I know we can reach more and more people and I just need more people out there positive to have the will to do something, to tap into their special talent. They don't necessarily have to host a radio show or make documentaries. There are other ways. For instance, you know, my friend all the way out in Portland, Oregon, gave me a great deal on a bunch of 9/11 truth signs. You know, he helped out today. Somebody, you know, I think in North Carolina has helped us out with T-shirts before. So everybody in every career field can find a way to help this cause, to help this movement, to bring true patriotism back to this country, Alex.
Absolutely, Jason. You know, I watch clips of Truth Rising. I see clips of Fabled Enemies, and I'm just so honored to be involved in projects like this, or I watch Endgame and say, my God, I made this film, or I see Loose Change Final Cut and I say, wow, I produced this film. You know, you directed Fabled Enemies, did a great job. These are films that need to be seen, and I get so busy covering news and having guests on, I don't even really plug that these DVDs are available right now at Infowars.com, and these films won't be seen and won't have the effect they need to have. If people don't get the DVDs at Infowars.com, or if they don't download the high-quality versions and share those, burn them to disk or pass them around on file-sharing systems, I mean, that's how we do everything, is you, the listeners, taking action. That's why we've been able to do so much. So please get Fabled Enemies at InfoWars.com. Jason, anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to point out that what you just said is how I got my start. Literally getting the information, burning the info bombs to disk, and handing them out to all my friends, families, strangers, acquaintances, other human beings, Alex. I decided to reach out with information that might be troubling, that might not make me the most popular, because it's the right thing to do. And you're right. People do need to get these videos. They need to make copies. They need to sit their friends and families down and make them watch this stuff, because we need to change this country in a hurry.
Absolutely. Jason, I know there are provocateurs out there. Don't mention them by name. Really stirring stuff up. Just if anything develops today, Ralph Nader's schedule will be popping in. We got some other big guests scheduled to pop in. Call in if anything happens. You got the hotline, okay?
One thing for you, Alex. Michael Hess, who was in the building with Barry Jennings, just recently got interviewed by that BBC hitmeister, Michael Rudin. He's down here. We're kind of in contact with him about another matter, and he mentioned to us that he got an interview with Hess. So don't be surprised when Hess recants everything he said on Fox News that we present in both Loose Change Final Cut and Fabled Enemies.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason Burmes.
You got it. Bye.
Before we go to Rob for a quick report from his perspective at Ground Zero, my main editor, he edited Martial Law, 9-1-1 Rise of the Police State, Order of Death, and re-edited for the double combo disc, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. He also did, expanding from there, he did Terror Storm 1 and 2 and Endgame and now Truth Rising. And he worked as first editor. I don't know who first editor is. They really did about equal with Aaron on Fabled Enemies. So what a workhorse out there with camera. But yes, imagine to have Hess, imagine to have Barry Jennings, both on two different national TV networks that day, saying they were, it was blowing up, dead bodies, all this stuff in the building, you know, deputy head of emergency management. And then we interview him, but then he gets scared and is getting threats, so we don't release the interview we should have. And then they go on TV and don't say it, but then the voiceovers on the BBC say, we lied and made it up, he never said it. And then we produce the video where he did say it. I mean, you know, that's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. The debunkers are so dishonest. They run around on the web, on their website, saying that no one reported bombs in the buildings. No one said get back from the buildings. When there's video of a cop saying get back. Or then they say, oh, you're saying cops blew it up. No, the cops are going, I don't know what's going on, but they say they're bringing it down. They're going to blow it up. Get back. Get back. Get back. But I don't just have the videos of the cops on CNN and Fox. I've interviewed the police. I've interviewed the emergency workers. The guys on the videos, we went and tracked them down. They weren't lying that day. They're not lying now. And, you know, we say, well, we've interviewed police. People say, you're lying. That's a, you got to give the source. You got to list their name. And then they get courage and go public and then get fired or get in trouble. And then it's, oh, that cop just a liar. That cop's evil. Get that cop. They blew it up, okay? You got that through your head? Terrorists are in control. It isn't fun fighting them, folks. It's life and death. You know why I go take over MSNBC and let people punch me and hit me and come at me with knives all on video? Because I passed the point of return a long time ago. You understand that? There's no turning back. There's no turning back on this road. You got that? This is life and death. Rob Jacobson, what are you seeing down there?
I got here about a couple of hours ago, and there were a few hundred 9/11 truthers standing on the side street because, like Jason reported, the main street that crosses in front of the PATH station where we usually do demonstrations has been totally shut down. There's no walkway. You have to walk around it. So a few hundred demonstrators are on that side street where the federal building is, near the church where they're having a memorial inside. And one of the things I've noticed is it's not really, you know, most of the demonstrators out there are from different cities. A lot of people have traveled in. I met people from Northern Virginia, I've met people here from Colorado. I've met people here from, I think, Florida, as well as other places, other cities. Last night at the Burmese event, more than three-quarters of the room, when he said he asked the crowd how many people are from out of town, it was more than three-quarters of the room were from out of town. So people are definitely traveling in. They're, you know, they're going out of their way. And I'll tell you, one of the interesting things that one of the demonstrators said was, and, you know, they're talking about other members of their groups that couldn't make it in. Each person there represents, you know, as many as 5, 10, or 100 other people that just could not travel in. You know, they're talking about the Northern Virginia We Are Change, are talking about the Southern Virginia We Are Change and how many people are in that group and what kind of activities they're doing around their local community today. And I have
to
know
there are
a lot...
people. There are people in New Jersey. There are people in California, in Texas, in Dallas. There are folks everywhere in the Netherlands, in England, in Japan, in Ireland, in Dublin, all over the world. People are out exposing false flag terror. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I also noticed that usually at these 9/11 events, you get a little bit of resistance when handing out the DVDs and the pamphlets, but really not anymore. People are actually walking up and just asking for them, requesting. It doesn't seem like the general public, everybody knows that the 9/11 truth movement is alive and well, and they're very curious. I believe that they're more curious because of the media blackout that's occurring. People are craving to hear our side of the story already. Like, what are these people talking about? People are walking up, they're getting the DVDs, people are almost in crowds. I've seen people in fatigues talking with some of the 9/11 activists on the street. A lot of guys in Marine full uniforms are standing there with 9/11 truth signs out there. So the crowd is definitely way more diverse, and a lot more of the general public is a lot more receptive. There's very curious people out there want to know the facts, you know. They want to hear the truth already. Everybody knows that the media is a fraud, and, you know, they sound like a fraud, especially Chris Matthews misreporting us. Don't even, you know, he's putting words in our mouth saying that our theory is that there's a plunger. You know, we say that George Bush is in the basement somewhere pushing a plunger. That's very transparent.
Hey, scores of newspapers said that I believe that I'm a Jedi wizard and that I was going to levitate the Mint, and I failed. And the Denver Post was there. They said, are you part of this protest to levitate the Mint? I said, no. But they didn't care. All over the news, everywhere, it's now believed that I believe that I can lift buildings off the ground. You see, it's deception. But every time they lie, they lose more credibility. And it's the exact same thing. Chris Matthews said, we believe, he told Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator, we believe Bush was in the basement of the White House with a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing it up. You see, that ain't going to work anymore, you pack of liars.
Exactly. I mean, these stories are becoming more and more ridiculous. And the public just isn't buying it. It's no question anymore, because you can see it right here on the street. Everybody wants to know. They're not buying the plunger story. You know, Chris Matthews is only discrediting himself by making up such a ridiculous, far-fetched story. I mean, the man's supposed to be an investigative journalist. At least report on what we're saying.
But then Limbaugh's fill-in host lies and says that MSNBC agreed and said it was an inside job. So you have another false paradigm in the controlled media where they try to act like, you know, the, quote, liberal mainline media is with us and controlled. I mean, just absolutely deceptive. Or maybe that host reported a little secret that Oberman is a 9/11 truther, and that's why he's been fired. So they are getting, and here's the other deal. People in the CIA, in Naval Intelligence, in the FBI, they know it's an inside job. They're not evil, and they're supporting us. They're giving us information. I mean, folks, it's happening. We are winning, and people say alive and well. This hoax keeps getting put out that 9/11 truth's dead, 9/11 truth's dead, 9/11 truth. Ralph Nader coming out, Dennis Kucinich coming out, the biggest personal friends. He travels with Sarkozy, the number one comedian in France, one of the biggest in Europe, comes out and says it's a total inside job, and then he would not recant it. He said, you know, I'm sorry that the facts hurt you, but that's what I believe. I mean, it's every day defense ministers going public. I mean, it's over. It's over. People are looking into false flag terror. They're finding out there's all these declassified examples where it's not debated. And it's over for you terrorists. Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, the proof is right out there. If you want to see, it's not like 3 years ago or 2 years ago where we'd go out there and everybody would give us crazy looks and who are these guys? Oh, no way. Nah, everybody's coming up. Everybody's there. And I mean everybody. Every single person on the street knows who we are. They're aware of our message and they want to know more. You know, there's no secret anymore. 9/11 truth is out there. And I, you know, just based on what I witnessed this morning, everybody, it's mainstream. Everybody knows. Every single person. I mean, everybody's curious. Everybody's looking. There's no, these people are fringe lunatics. No, we are the movement right now. We are the truth movement. You know, everybody's aware that we're taking place. And I believe that even though a lot of people are not wearing the 9/11 truth shirts, they themselves are truthers themselves because they want to know the truth. They're curious. They're picking up the DVDs. They're grabbing those flyers by a lot. Burmis reported he gave away 100 DVDs in 10 minutes.
Stay there.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Curtis Jones. Oh, there's another truther.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913.
And every week.
Made his great-grandchildren believe you
I get called by different rock stars, movie stars who were too afraid.
103 is forever when you're just a
to go public.
So, Cyrus Jones.
Like Governor Ventura. Forever. Willie Nelson.
Grave,
German Defense Minister Andres von Bülow.
Dig my grave.
Italian president.
Would you make it shallow?
CIA section chief Bill Christensen. Inside job, inside job, inside job. I'm not going to live forever, folks. I'm not afraid of them killing me. I'm not afraid of them even going after my family. Because I know truth comes first. You got to commit to it. I already jumped out of the helicopter. I already jumped out of the back of that C-130. I don't know if my parachute's opening. And I'm not even worried about it. Grave digger. Played that for you, Rob. I know you like that Willie song. Rob, closing comments.
Just to close out, about what people are talking about all the events that people are doing outside of New York. You know, I was just thinking about it. I can't wait to see videos posted about what's going on in other cities around the country today, what people are doing, you know, putting up flyers, doing demonstrations, making people aware. And another thing, you know, on top of that, I hope people remember that it's the persistence today, tomorrow, every day, if they could just do something to keep the word alive, to keep it getting stronger, because we're definitely at that critical mass right now. There's no doubt about it. Everybody knows. And all we got to do, just keep persisting, keep getting the message out there, and it's too late.
Yeah, we've got the enemy on the ropes in the info war, and so that's why the enemy's saying, your movement's dead, no one's listening, no one's waking up. I mean, we've got Keith Olbermann talking about Cheney staging terror attacks against our own ships. We've got New Yorker magazine. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I go on shows all the time that would disagree with me a year ago on other radio shows. Now they agree. They say, what do? We continue to expose that the attack on Russia was a false flag, so they would over-respond so we could start a new Cold War with them. And by we, I mean the elite that controls our nation. Everything is false flags. That's what they do.
Exactly. And if we just keep the information out there and we persistently keep it coming for people who are curious, people who do want to read this stuff, because trust me, everybody is sick of hearing the same old stuff on the mainstream media. People want to hear real information. They crave the truth.
And here's another thing. Here's another thing, and I'm going to hold you over one more segment, Rob, to talk about that. But I want to bring this up now before this hour ends. The police would normally let the provocateurs beat us up, attack us. Now they are removing the provocateurs.
Exactly. The provocateurs came by. They started a little bit of trouble, and police, you know, they came up to them, they asked them.
Hold on, I want to hear this after. You know why the police did that? Because everybody knows. We'll be right back.
With their fingers crossed, everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. How it goes, everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father or their daughter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.